Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Unfortunately, if you want to go see TJ, you don't have tickets already. It's sold out at the Funny Bone this weekend. But if you're other parts of the country listening to us right now, your dates are where, TJ?
TJ Miller does not have a website.com, which is where you can also find my hot sauce.
And
my peanut butter, which I brought in today, yep, along with some hot sauce. And I just want to really quickly say, I got to go in a little bit because I'm returning my used car to Edwards. They have a 5-day return policy, and that's what I've been doing. I buy a car, I drive it for 4 days, bring it back, buy a new car.
I think they'd be on to you by now.
I just tell them we're going to get there, and it's nice guys. I also go, because I don't really need a car, I just like the guys there, you know? Just real Omahaians, just real Midwest sensibility.
One of our local sponsors we do a live read for, and TJ was sitting through that, and it worked on
you. Know
it worked
on it. It's not about the local sponsor, right?
Council Bluffs.
It's about, okay, there we go. Yeah. But I'm telling you, if you are paying attention, Wichita, right? You got to make the drive, especially if you've got a car that's barely going to make it. Then get a used car, 5-day return policy, bring it back. And I just like those guys, you know. So I've been returning cars ever since I got into town. I came in early.
This is why
I came in a month early just to get through.
This peanut butter is excellent. I'm eating something called the chocolate cherry peanut butter, and you talked about this before with us on the phone a few times. And I know the hot sauce has been out for a while, but this is amazing.
It's the real deal. Yeah. And I just quickly want to mention, if you like radio and you like podcasts,
right,
my podcast, yes, Cashing In with TJ Miller.
You and Cash Levy still?
Cash Levy.
He's
and
a good dude, man.
He is a good dude. And
funny
he,
guy.
Really funny. Yeah. And he has an interview show, but he's had trouble getting guests. So I'm the only guest that's been on the show for about 7 years. So really, so check
that's
that out.
That's his bit. I remember he told us that bit. Yeah. We haven't seen him in a while. He was here once, and I love him. He's funny,
he's
man.
He's so funny. Man. But the peanut butter is so good that you just eat it out of the jar. Craig's got the coconut chocolate.
The good Craig? I'm sure it is, man.
It's great.
The cherry stuff's amazing, right?
It's great, right? And the cherries, those are real dried cherries in there with honey roasted peanuts.
Now, where can people get this?
Chocolate. TJ Miller does not have a website.com, or I sell them after the shows, and people do the meet and greet. And by the time they get to me, they've eaten half the. Often they're high, but they've eaten half a jar of peanut butter. And I've heard so many people say they just go for it. And the cherry chocolate, I'll tell you something about that.
Often they're high.
It feels like you're eating the peanut butter and the jelly, but it's better. Do you guys remember Smucker's Goober?
Yes.
That's garbage. That's trash. Trash compared to what I've got.
Do you give the little plastic spoons while they're waiting in line to say hi to you after the show?
No, they eat it with their fingers. That's how good it is.
That was Colleen that brought the
And then I shake their hands.
Oh, because I put my finger in that thing, too. That's how I was eating until you gave me the spoon.
I know, and now you're back to eating it with your fingers.
It's
people
excellent.
Eat it with their toes if they're flexible enough.
But
I mean,
you don't
it
need,
is good.
This is, it feels like you're just eating, to me, I would just eat this like this, like ice cream. I wouldn't put it, I don't think I'd put it on
it
anything.
Is.
Yeah.
Almost everybody just has it in by the spoonful.
And I'm not high
I've
right
never
now.
Tried it on anything but a cracker.
Okay.
And I don't eat with crackers, really. So yeah. I've never had a sandwich with it, but I think cherry chocolate and coconut chocolate would be good. And then I don't know what mind state I was in last night.
Stoned?
Yeah, no. It was
a little high?
I was into the Rolling Stones, but it's so funny. This guy came last night, and he was like, hey, I brought you some. And he was just a fan who had hung out afterwards. And I said, "Oh, thanks. What is it?" And he said, "I brought you some blow." And I was like, "Oh." And it was clear immediately that I didn't do cocaine.
Yeah.
I told him that. And he goes, "I also have some good marijuana." And, of course, I didn't take that because that's illegal right in Nebraska.
Yeah.
But the cocaine, I just said, "Well, I don't do cocaine at all."
Yeah.
And, yeah, I caught myself last night also doing that because I was trying to be polite. I started to say, "I don't really do coke." Right. But that sounds like, "I'll do it sometimes if a stranger brings it to me in Omaha."
Sure.
But outside of the way, you know, but I'm brain damaged, so I had that AVM.
Right.
So I would never mess. So I already have. I'm too manic already. I need to bring it
plus
down.
Plus, cocaine's mixed with dangerous stuff nowadays. So.
Yeah, and I
plus it's
right.
cocaine. Don't do cocaine.
Yeah. It's just and it's a dark drug. Yeah. The only time I accidentally did it in Denver, because I was on a bender, an alcohol bender, with some friends.
Right.
And they were like, "Let's get some cocaine," and I said, "I don't know," and I bought it. I didn't. So I don't do cocaine. And so I was with them and they were all doing cocaine. And then as a joke, because I was very drunk, I grabbed like a handful of it and I put it all over my face.
Oh my God.
I was like, "I think I missed my nose," you know? And they just looked at me like
I was
insane because of how much money that joke cost. Yeah. But they couldn't say anything because I bought the cocaine. So it was such a hilarious
cocaine
moment.
Story.
Yeah, it was such a hilarious moment. They're all going,
"I've been so pissed at you back in the day."
Maybe a little bit, or it was osmosis through my skin.
Oh, of course,
but I went crazy for the next couple days and was telling my parents, "I don't need you guys in my life." And I was so angry.
That's not how by the way.
I took two juggling clubs and I was walking around the neighborhood trying to start a fight with somebody. I was picking fights with juggling clubs. Yeah. Just totally insane. And
don't do drugs, kids.
That is the only time I've ever been close enough to cocaine to even get into it.
Okay,
but I need
this guy offered you blow last night at the show.
Yeah, I mean after the show, that'd be weird if he did it while I was on stage.
Well, I know that, but I mean that's just.
But yeah, he came and he was. Colleen and I were talking about it. I think he just thought this is a.
You're crazy. You'll do blow. Right?
Cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, or just Hollywood. Yeah.
You're cool, right?
You know, he must. He must like, and maybe that's harder to get here. I don't know. I've never pursued it.
And I don't find this out till this morning in the car, and I'm going, "What about me? I'm tired."
Well, when I told Colleen she was doing cocaine off the steering wheel, and you know it was. It would spill a little bit on the turns, especially when she took a hard left. We lost about $50 per left turn.
I love that you put your hand in a pile of blow and just did that. Everybody was like, "What?" But you spent the money on it, right?
Yeah, right. It was one of the funniest, most expensive, and detrimental jokes I've ever made. Yeah. But if you come tonight, you'll see that on stage. I mean,
that guy obviously wasn't picking up on your Kansas sensibility.
That's right.
That's right.
He was picking up on the Wizard of Oz sensibility.
Yeah, he was looking at me going, "There's something behind."
Plus, they're not going to eat this if they're jacked up on coke. You got to be high.
Yeah, I'm trying to push. People say you must eat the peanut butter all the time.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And do something else? Because hot
pickles,
sauce and peanut butter.
Pickles.
Pickles. Why pickles?
Well, I'm working with these are all things that I love.
Right.
So I would say I love hot sauce. I love peanut butter. And I do love pickles, and I found a guy, the pickle dude, and he does great pickles. And the thing that I want to figure out is if I'm going to sell, he does a smoky dill.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try and make that less smoky, more dill, you know, because I like the smoke, but it's too much. You know, who's eating? But the thing that he does, he pickles fruit also, really weird stuff like that. And so I want to do a pickled pineapple.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And he tried it because it doesn't take too long to make pickles. He pickled the pineapple and he sent it to me and it was great. And it's so weird because you can't imagine it is really, really good.
TJ's pickled pineapple.
Yeah, but I got to figure out the name because the hot sauce is TJ's choice.
Right.
This is, the names are really funny. That's
TB. Oh, I can't read it. Go ahead.
TPB and J. TPB and J.
TB and J. Okay.
And there's that. And so I don't know. What do you guys think would be a good name for the pickles?
Oh, God, you're right. Because I would think about your name.
I like the alliteration.
Yeah.
Pickled pineapple.
Right.
Pickled pineapple. Maybe in a pickle. TJ's in a pickle. Something like that.
Yeah.
But TJ's in a pickle doesn't quite work.
Okay, so are you going to sell like one pickle that's vacuum packed?
Yeah, single pickle. Single pickle.
I can't deal with your jars anymore.
Really?
Look at how many it arrives broken.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the pineapple, or it's not the pineapple, the peanut butter has oil and it's a mom and pop place.
Got it.
And so sometimes the foil comes off and it'll leak and. So that's frustrating, but the pickles are in glass jars. So you're right.
Are you doing this more because you just enjoy things like this? Or are you just making bank?
Oh no, it's not a money thing.
I didn't think so. Nope. I think you're more into having fun.
And you know, I haven't. Kate's
it's
the
like
one
Newman's
saying,
Own, where you're just doing it because you want to.
Yeah, but he donated all of his money,
but you're keeping
and I
it.
Keep
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but he's Paul Newman.
I keep it, and you know what I spend it on, guys?
I keep it.
Newman's Own. So I'm contributing to that charity secondhand. And the problem is that we don't have space anymore.
I keep the money too far.
I'm out of space to get lettuce for salads.
Okay.
So I just drink the dressing. It's not good for you. I asked a doctor.
Push-ups.
He came forward immediately and said, yeah, he goes, you need to be doing more push-ups. He said, can you do 30 push-ups? I go, I can do 34. He said, well, why not go to 35? And I'm like, don't be a douche doctor. Speaking of alliteration, a douchey doctor.
A douche doctor. So, TJ Miller's live on the website. All that stuff's on there, too, besides your comedy dates, obviously.
Yeah, right. It's great. And, you got to check out the podcast, of course.
Yep.
But you got to come and see me live. We were talking about this. And so what I'm doing right now, this is...
You're sold. You're sold out, man.
I know. But but it's when I come back, you got to see me live or drive to Wichita or Council Bluffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? and so what I'm doing this weekend that's been really fun is I did it last night, and I can't wait to do it more. I've been producing these kind of mini specials. And so you'll be able to see them online. I'm sort of releasing
some
stuff.
You said on the phone the other day, you told us you're doing an improv thing at the end of the show.
Yeah,
somebody says something and they give you a name and you have to do something.
No, so in the beginning, people write out fake names of jokes, like names of jokes they'd like to hear.
Right.
Almost like the name of a song.
Got it.
And so they give me, not me, I don't see them, but they give the production crew, these suggestions. And the director and his wife, who's also a camera operator, they look through them and pick ones that they think would be fun to see me do. And then I don't know about it.
And they tape, they're filming you every night.
Yes. Okay. And so then they throw it up on screen.
What was the word last night, the first show? You only did one show last night.
You know what? It was a lot of dirty ones last night. But I think that might be a theme for the entire thing.
Yeah.
You know, they did stuff like throat stretcher.
Got it.
Stuff like that. But then there was funny stuff like, what's the stain on grandma's sheets?
I mean, that's right. By the way, you could name your pickles that, the throat stretcher.
Throat stretcher.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that would work well. I'm going to take that straight to Kroger. I can't wait. They're going to love that. The throat stretcher. Stretcher pickles.
Why
see
not?
See if you can fit it all in.
There you go. We just
they
it.
Do have those big pickles. These are more pickle spears.
Okay.
So it's a throat tightener.
Okay, there you go.
You got to really tighten that throat.
That'll work better.
But it was. I'm trying to remember something that wasn't dirty.
Okay.
And I just
and you go off. You just tell. I mean, obviously you're an improv guy to begin with. So you just start telling something about it.
Yeah.
Right?
So one was.
You said on the phone. Some work. Some don't.
Yeah, fuzzy camel toe / happy guy dance.
Got it.
And there was one that was a eulogy dance club. So that was really funny
because
I went up there and was dancing. And then what I do is I see the suggestion on a screen behind me, And then I just go into, I just improvise that, whatever now,
Are these online the next day? When are these specials out?
No, no, because I cut them together. They look like a television special.
Oh, you're editing it. Okay, got it. Okay.
And so, yeah, it's a three-camera shoot.
Oh,
we actually do four cameras.
Whoa.
And it's so it looks really cool. And then we tape the whole show because I'll riff with the audience and do some stuff like that. And so that's kind of what I'm doing, is trying to get more of my stand-up online.
Got it.
Because people just come up to me and they've been mentioning the same videos for years that I did in 2010 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to flood the internet with just hours and hours and hours and hours of content.
New stuff, content.
And that'll be really good, because that's what I need. I'm so... People do say, what's the next movie? What project?
People want to see you on the screen. You know that.
Yeah, and that's going to happen. Yeah. And
for
a number
this?
Of reasons.
YouTube, your website?
I mean, I want to put it on my channel, but it's going to flood more Facebook, and because I have a social media team now. So stuff has been going to Facebook, but it gets on other stand-up comedy pages, so fans of stand-up comedy see it. And what I'm focused on is trying to let people know that, because I'm focused on stand-up right now.
Right.
That's kind of what I'm realizing I love the most, really, really the most. And I'm trying to become a great, great stand-up comedian. And the thing that I can do that no one else can is improvise at the level that I can improvise.
Right.
And so people need to see that and understand it. And the way to do it is not only crowd work or just going off and riffing, but show them that I can do this thing that no other comics can do, which is just spontaneously off the top of my head.
Do you like stand-up better because it's your words and not somebody else's writing for you?
To tell you the truth, that's part of it.
Okay.
The other reason is I love that it's live entertainment, and that the audience every time goes, I say this sometimes, I say to the audience, you know, this is what's great about coming here and doing live shows is no other audience will see this exact show, and I will never perform for this exact audience. It's just for us, just tonight, and then it's gone. And there was a really funny girl that came up to me, and she said, I was thinking of something for the suggestion, which was flirty queef. I don't know if I can.
We've said that word on the show before.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Flirty.
And I said that,
was,
you know.
Was she cute? Because I like.
Girls are some, you know, sometimes embarrassed about that.
And they go,
and they shouldn't be. But, you know, I was saying that, you know, Kate's been working on it. Hers sounds kind of more like. Or one that's like. Just a little.
Yep.
And so this girl comes up afterwards.
Kate will be glad to know you said it on the air. That'd be cool.
And she goes, yeah. She does. She hasn't listened to anything I've done in years. I told her she came to a show for the first time in
She'll
so long.
She'll find out you're talking about crypto.
She's going to be pissed at that. No, that's why I felt safer doing it. Thanks, guys, for always letting me know that I'm on air.
You had headphones on talking into a microphone.
Right.
What'd you think you were doing?
Your mouth was like an inch away from a microphone.
You all had headphones on.
Yeah, but I came in here carrying a microphone. That's how I talk to everybody. But the girl came up to me after the show, and she said, a flirty queef is like a chef's kiss. Just like,
okay.
And I thought that was so funny.
That
and I said,
funny.
That's so funny, but I'll never be able to use it.
Right.
And she goes, oh, yeah. And I said, that's a really funny idea. And she goes, well, it might come up again. And I said, that's not really how this works. And in my mind, then she kind of went, oh, yeah, the show. Because she was like, it might happen in your real life, and you can say.
Oh,
it's
Well, somebody's going to write that down tonight. You know they are.
Yeah, I hope so.
Your producers will say, we've heard about the flirty queen.
Been done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We had a guy that invented the show. It's called The Set List.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a guy that invented it, and he was writing all the topics.
Got it.
And I would never see them. But he was starting to repeat himself.
So
not the exact thing, but it would be internal monologue of a Lyft driver, internal monologue of a sad ventriloquist.
Got it.
And then he would do ethnoclown phobia, all these phobias.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized I was then getting into a rut of doing. So he said, let's take all the suggestions from the audience and pick the ones that would be funny. And also we have to sort of screen the ones that are dirty or, you know, kind of racist.
Well, you know, it actually is perfect
you ever
for what
you get a night where they just all suck?
Yeah.
Well, the last night was the first time we've done just the audience.
Yeah.
But, you know, we take 50 suggestions.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the crowd.
And people are really excited if theirs got picked.
Are they ever?
Did one guy write down, you want some cocaine?
Do a bunch of blow.
I sent him back, accept blow as a gift from an audience member. I say it out loud. He's just close to the audience looking at me going, kind of waving. He gives me a little flirty queef.
What about the knife bit?
The witch. Oh, right. Somebody had a Leatherman in the audience, and so I made up all this stuff. But that's the thing. I'll get something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen doesn't tighten her mic stands because she doesn't care about comedy or comedians. And joking, joke. And so
that's her job.
I was talking about that on stage, and this guy came up to the front of the stage and gave me a Leatherman.
Okay.
And I was just, then I just went off about how people that buy a Leatherman are waiting every day for an opportunity to use it. It's this heavy thing that they have to have on them at all times.
Right, right.
And they're just waiting. And that was the ultimate moment for him, that the comedian needed a screwdriver. And so I pulled out, he brought it out with the Phillips head out.
First of all, that's a weapon. Why has he got a screwdriver in a nightclub?
Okay. This is Nebraska. I think you could find a better weapon.
Yeah, good point.
It's a multi-tool. You can do anything with it.
Well, obviously.
It's got a million tools.
You can return a car to Edwards Automotive. But it was so funny because he gave me the Phillips head, and I was talking about it and making fun of people that have Leathermans and talking about all this stuff. I was joking. And then after a couple minutes, I go to tighten it, and it wasn't Phillips. It was a flathead. So then I was making fun of him about that, and then somebody next to me on stage goes, oh, it's got a flathead screwdriver. I go, yeah, I know, idiot. I'm in the middle of making a joke. I know that a Leatherman has the possibility of a different screw. And I said to that guy, you must have a screw loose. And I threw him out of the thing. And I made him go sit in my Edwards Automotive car. And I drove it back, and I returned the car and him.
More plugs from TJ Miller. He's going to steal our endorsements, what he's doing right now.
That's what
he's doing. Hey, we're going to come out with some peanut butter.
Yes.
All right.
You should.
TJ Miller.
Know a guy.
All right. You know a guy. We got that pickle throat thing happening too, bud. That's
we
ours.
Got that. That's
ours.
That is yours.
All right.
The throat stretcher pickles. What is grosser? That's like the grossest thing you can say on terrestrial radio. Throat stretcher pickles.
Yes, it is. Call back. TJ Miller with us.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.